With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Accusing Hamas of fomenting a last-minute crisis, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his cabinet will not meet today to decide the fate of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release agreement. The BBC's Mark Lowen in Jerusalem.
Even though the ceasefire deal was agreed, we are told last night, it has not been put into practice yet and has not got through the Israeli cabinet. So it is not there until it is there. That is because we have been here in this position many times over the last few months. Of course, never as close to the ceasefire implementation as we are now, but it appears that there is still this hitch and this wrangling over possibly the names of some of the Palestinian prisoners to be released from Israeli jails.
Netanyahu also faces a potential collapse of his governing coalition from opponents of the agreement with Hamas. President Biden has addressed the American people from the Oval Office one final time.
In his farewell address, the president touted his policy achievements, acknowledging that many Americans have yet to notice.
It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together. But the seeds are planted, and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come.
Mr. Biden, who said it was a privilege to serve as commander-in-chief, devoted much of his speech to warn of an oligarchy of the ultra-wealthy gaining strength in the country and of a tech-industrial complex that is infringing on Americans' rights and the future of democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it's day two of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Firefighters catching a break from the weather as they battle the huge Los Angeles wildfires. The winds are easing, allowing crews to make progress in containing the massive blazes that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses and have claimed at least 25 lives. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 53 points. This is SRN News. The annual World Watch list is out.
It comes from Open Doors U.S., and it presents a ranking of the nations where persecution of Christians is the worst. North Korea comes in number one on the 2025 rundown, as it has for many years. Being a Christian there is literally a crime punishable by death or a life sentence in a labor camp, which amounts to the same thing. Number two on the list is Somalia, followed by Yemen, Libya, and Sudan. Six through ten are Eritrea, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. Last summer, the Supreme Court preserved access to that pill. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson has removed Representative Mike Turner as chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, according to three people familiar with the decision.
Conservative hardliners of the House and other Republicans loyal to President-elect Donald Trump have been pressing Johnson for months to remove the Ohio Republican. Turner has made many enemies over his handling of key intelligence matters, including a major internal battle over renewing certain surveillance authorities last year. Johnson cited Trump as a reason for the ouster when the speaker met with Turner Wednesday night. Turner later told CBS News that Johnson pointed to, quote, concerns from Mar-a-Lago as the reason for the decision. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
United Health posted a better-than-expected profit in the final quarter of last year, earning $5.5 billion in Q4. United Health releasing its first financial report since the murder of one of its executives outside of a New York City hotel last month. More details at SRNNews.com.